secret of the sunshine. Good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion race throughout the land, king of the jungle. Returning to his den, he finds the stars have fallen slowly. Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. Good day, every day. Soon the clouds
over will here, free the rain. Over there. The Good Day Radio program on the air with, Roberta Fasanelli is back with us again. Heather Bachman is here. Jennifer is off this week. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Joining us now is a lady who's a senior editor at The Atlantic Magazine, founder of Double X, is...
Sounds mysterious.
Yes, that is Hannah Rosen is here. Hannah, are you mysterious?
No, it's not that mysterious. I know the name throws us off all the time. It's not mysterious. We regret the X's, you know. It gives you the wrong impression. It's about genomes. It's not about what you think. It's just a women's site on Slate magazine, that's all. It's not that. It's not what you think.
So, but that has to do, or does it have to do, with the end of men and the rise of women? This is a book that's doing well in the Washington Post fall selection. Hannah is somebody who takes on something, at least from the title. I mean, we all know there is a lady who appears with us regularly named Andrea Metcalf, and she has a book called Naked Fitness. Uh-huh. So you see that and you think, oh, all the people in the book are going to be naked,
right.
Which is not, of course, what happens at all. So are you trying to be provocative with the headlines and with the title, The End of Men and the Rise of Women?
You know, it's funny, my editor wrote that title and the original story, and it just stuck over time. You know, it's just the thing that got people talking and that stayed provocative. It's like a road sign. You sort of put it up, and then you have shouting around the road sign. I mean, the book itself has lots of reporting and nuance, and I go to lots of places around the country and lots of places around the world and, you know, shade the story. But the title itself is designed to provoke conversation, for sure.
Well, and that it caught my attention. We have collectively, between Rich and me, 40 some odd books a week that come across the table here, and I'm mostly not impressed with most of them.
A lot of junk.
Yeah.
A lot of junk. Well, good. It did its job. It's both the color and the title got your attention.
Well,
so good.
I think that's a start. This program is aimed at talking a lot about the issues that are not necessarily mainstream, which is unfortunate because it would be nice if this discussion were a little bit more mainstream than it is, and you're trying to get it there. And so maybe if you give us a thumbnail idea of what your original intention was, what are we trying to tell people in terms of the end of men? And let me bracket that question by suggesting to you that I have said consistently for all the years that Rich has known me and all the years that Roberta has known me and most everybody else who's listened to this program, which has been on the air starting next month for 25 years, I think it bothers me, in fact, that we have so much attention placed on women versus men. And the fact that women are better at many, if not most, the task of selling, organizing, I find that I would prefer to work with women because it's easier, for the most part, to get things done. That's a business sort of a judgment, but you're looking at a broader scope than that.
Yes, I mean, what you just summarized the book basically in one sense. It starts with an economic argument, which is that what the natural strengths of women are seems to be preferred in this economy and in schools today. So women are doing a lot better in some ways than men. And they're getting college degrees at greater rates. You know, they're more than 50% of the workforce. And so that's really changed gender dynamics in this country. It's not necessarily about men versus women. It's just...
Yeah, but that's the way it gets played. That's the way it gets played. It's a Hillary Clinton versus Warren Christopher in terms of Secretary of State. Why is it that we're comparing men and women? Why aren't we just comparing the jobs the two of them did?
That's a good point, and I think sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. I mean, for me, this is a more intimate story, so, you know, it starts as an economic argument, but the reason I wrote the book is because it's changed the way we live daily, the way we get married, you know, the way young people find each other.
So is this your story, then, in a sense?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Not particularly. I'm from a sort of half generation ahead of the marriages that I write about in this book. I would say my husband and I have a fairly equal marriage. That's kind of what we strived for in my generation.
Is the important word fairly?
Yeah, I mean, look, fairly equal. That's like the theoretical, you know, whereas now the type
sort
of marriage...
Sort of equal.
Sort of equal. I mean, sometimes, sort of equal. We share household duties. We both work. I mean, we both do stuff around the house. He does different things than I do. I mean, relatively equal. But the point is, that's what I strove for, whereas I think now it works slightly differently. I mean,
was your husband a willing co-conspirator in that, or did you have to bring him along?
I didn't really have to bring him along. He is a willing co-conspirator in that, so maybe I got lucky. You know, I'm not one of those complainers. You know, there's a lot of my girlfriends who complain their husbands won't do this, that, or the other thing.
Why then? That's their problem, isn't it? Why don't they fix it?
Why don't they fix it? You know, Matt, you know, it's a funny thing. I mean, it's one of the things I write about in the book. Women move into men's territory pretty quickly, as they have over the last century, in all sorts of ways. You know, they do jobs that men used to do. You know, they exist in the public sphere in ways that only men used to. And men don't move in the other direction as quickly. I mean, it's still not so completely acceptable, for example, to see a dad at the park at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon with his kids. And, you know, a lot of us are thinking, well, what's wrong with him? And that's part of what I'm trying to get rid of. I mean, you're thinking, why is he there? Has he lost his job?
Why is he? Yeah, right, exactly. What's wrong with his picture? And that's the whole hierarchical paternal thing that goes on. We're talking to Hannah Rosen, who's the author of the new book, The End of Men. I was just thinking, as you were talking about your husband and you and economic stuff, how I don't know that I got a charge out of this. My daughter, who's I think about 10 years younger than you are, got married 4 or 5 years ago. They are both educators, academics really, not educators / academics. And she kept her name. She has an Oxford PhD and liked the sound of Dr. Megan Stephan, and so did everybody else, so she kept that, and her husband had no problem with that. And they have their own separate checking account. She pays half the rent, he pays half the rent out of each of their checking accounts, and they do that pretty much across the board. And that's not the only thing you're talking about here, but that was something that she felt was important to keep her identity. I don't know.
But it's even beyond that. In the new marriages, it's not so much keep the identity. It is keep the identity, but it's also that anybody can play any role at any time. So sometimes the woman can be the breadwinner, and that's perfectly acceptable and, in fact, increasingly true.
Well, it is a great story. I've told this on the air before. The guy who's my tech guy, who takes care of all the computers and stuff here, he stays at home with the kids. His wife is a very successful she runs a stock brokers, I think, in Boston. So he doesn't have to work, and he brings the kids to school. He goes off, does his tech stuff, and at 3 o'clock goes, gets the kids, and spends the time with them. He's a wonderful guy, very good at what he does, and they've decided this works for them. God
bless
them. But why is it the exception? We talk about that like it is an exception. It is, and it ought not to be. And I think that's part of your point.
That's part of my point. I mean, I've interviewed dozens of couples, hundreds of couples in that situation, and I would say we're in this transition moment where people are doing it, people understand it's the coming wave, but there's still some discomfort around it. You know, there's still a little bit of... I think it's because one thing I discovered in reporting this book is that we have a hard time accepting men doing different things. They kind of operate in a narrow box.
Like pushing a baby carriage.
Yeah, it's just, whereas, again, as I said, with women, it's not quite that way. Like, over the course of the century, you know, women didn't used to work at all. And then they didn't work when they got married. And then they didn't work when they had kids. And we've sort of broken through all those barriers. You see it on TV, Mary Tyler Moore, Murphy Brown, you know. With men, like, how many, you know, men do you see on TV doing this kind of stuff?
Well, is the political season of craziness. Is there a political reality to those who follow, I mean, of all of the things, I'm asking this kind of facetiously, but maybe not completely facetiously, that men and women who live this lifestyle are more likely to vote for Barack Obama than they are Mitt Romney?
You know, that's what we think. that's how we that's what we think is true, that this is like some Lulu progressive thing that only people in cities do. Yeah. But in fact, that's not the reality, because a lot of men are out of work, and particularly men who were left behind from the manufacturing era. So whether they want to or not, they're forced to take on more domestic roles. And it might feel uncomfortable to them, and it might feel uncomfortable to have their wives working and making money. One of the towns I write about is a town in Alabama, which lost a lot of manufacturing jobs. And so over time, what you've seen is that, you know, the women have been bringing home the bigger paychecks.
Yeah.
And it's a very uncomfortable reality. So
why? Why is it an uncomfortable? That's the whole thing that I really want to bear into. We're almost out of time. But why is it that men's egos are so fragile that they, I mean, I can give you a dozen friends of mine, sort of friends, who have been divorced from their wives because their wives made more money than they did.
Interviewed a lot of people like that. It's depressing. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's because we have to give men more space to be lots of... I'm not saying they all have to feminize themselves, but a little more space.
All right, so
to
Richie,
play different roles.
Aren't you happy I'm in touch with my feminine side?
Yes, so I am very happy.
Yeah. Okay, Hannah, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Good story. The end of men and the rise of women. It is an extraordinary reality that ought to... I mean, we're calling it out here at 17 after on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Shift Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
With Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougStepan.com.
Glad the page is blank. Together we learn to read and write.
I'm on stage.
Child is black, the child is white. The whole world moves.
The post was leaning over you.
A beautiful sound. A group, Three Dog Night. Danny Hutton is one of the members of the group. Having a birthday today, born in the state 1942. So that makes this guy 70. The aging rockers group.
You know.
Three Dog Night. Easy to Be Hard. Eli's Coming. Mama Told Me Not to Come. Joy to the World. Black and White. Shambhala. This goes on. You know what?
I love this band. Loved this band.
Yeah.
But their music is just like stamped 1975. Yeah. You know, it's just, it really.
Whereas, I was telling you off the air that I was watching a concert, a Los Angeles concert of Moody Blues.
It's timeless.
Last night.
Yeah.
And that stuff is, there's nothing
that
wears out about that stuff. Yes.
Yeah. It's just, it really, like, is some bands, it's just like you can play it today and it still sounds fresh. It sounds good.
Yeah.
And not that this is great. I love this song.
Yeah, but it's old. It sounds like it's 70s music.
Yeah. Yeah. My early childhood, still living in New York.
Yeah, there you go.
Right back to it.
Margaret Trudeau, who was the First Lady of Canada, the wife of the Prime Minister. Her birthday is today, born in the state 1948. She was very attractive, as I remember, wasn't she? I'm not mistaken. She was controversial because she was attractive, I thought. Barrymore Barlow, drummer for Jethro Tull. What a great, interesting name. Barrymore Barlow. Bungling in the Jungle, as they did there at Jethro Tull. One of their album covers from an album I played a lot of when I was a disc jockey playing this kind of music in the, what was this, early 70s. So Mr. Barlow is 63 today. Thanks to him for his work on the drums with Jethro Tull. Don Powell is a drummer. He's with the group Slade, however.
Oh, my God.
66 today. Born in the state 1950.
You know when you drink a Slurpee and you get a brain freeze because you drink it too fast?
Yeah, that's what this is.
I feel what I just had when the song started.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Please me. Squeeze me. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll bring the house down.
My Oh My, right about that stuff.
This is the one for them.
Yeah. All right. So then there's Joe Perry. He's with Aerosmith on the guitars. He also started out with a group that was his own, Joe Perry Project. Rocks, Toys in the Attic, Fear the LPs. Yeah, these guys stuff. Are known for. Walk This Way. He's 62, born this date, 1950, same age as Don Powell.
Heather. Hold on a minute. Heather.
Heather.
Old.
Heather.
Drug addicted Aerosmith or new, clean, and big, massive songs for drama movie Aerosmith?
Without thinking about it, old drug addicted, hands down.
Yeah, me too.
That's Roberta? The only way I can do.
Me too. Yeah, Roberta too. Okay.
Most definitely.
Amy Irving's birthday today, the actress from Yentl and Crossing Delancey in the competition. She was married to Steven Spielberg, I think, wasn't she? First up, I do believe.
Sounds familiar.
She was in Carrie, voice of Jessica Rabbit, born this day, 1953. And Pat.
I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way.
Pat Mastromato, is that his name? I think it is, right?
Mastromato?
Drummer for Mr. Mister. What do we say about them? This is their song, pretty
this
much,
is it.
Right?
Yes. The one.
Spent a lot of time on there.
Yeah.
Born in the state 1955, so he's 59. Johnny Fingers, who you think is a member of the New York mob. Maybe he is. His real name is Moyeto. Johnny Fingers Moyeto. That sounds like a member of the mob to me.
No kidding.
Member of the Boomtown Rats. Born in the state 1956. Let's see here. I honestly don't know much about this group. I don't like Monday's name of this song. It's okay. Happy birthday to director Chris Columbus, who did Mrs. Doubtfire, Home Alone, that sort of thing. Adventures in Babysitting, born in the state 1958. Actor Colin.
How about Colin?
Firth.
Colin.
Happy birthday today. Colin.
Can you imagine
Colin.
If you had a colon Firth?
Yeah.
Right.
I'll have my colon Firth. Robin Goodrich, drummer for Bush. I don't know anything about them either, Richie Rick.
Bush was a 90s, early 2000s kind of grunge band.
Really?
Good stuff, yeah.
All right, so if today is your birthday, September 10th, any happy returns of the day? Roberta and Heather dig around a little bit more in this philosophy about the end of men as we continue talking about things that are on our minds today. It is Monday, after all, and we do have a mind. 29 after on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night, or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasinelli, Heather Bachman, and Rich McFadden, bringing you into Monday. When Roberta's here, we tend to gravitate sometimes to things going on in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought perhaps this would make a good 2020 news question. Rita Gigante is in the news today. Who is she and why is she in the news? Rita Gigante, G-I-G-A-N-T-E. Who is she and why is the story interesting? it's a great story, actually. Rita Gigante, what's her story and how is it an interesting story? And this is a great story for Roberta, wonderful story. Rita Gigante, who is she? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, we've just spent some time, if you're just joining us, you can go back and get hour number three of the Good Day program, the first half of it, because I think our aftermath, the after discussion may be of interest. What did you start to say?
Nothing. I found her.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. All right. So we were talking with the senior editor of The Atlantic, Hannah Rosen, about this book, The End of Men and the Rise of Women, with a spin on it that is basically about the shifting power dynamic. Women, breadwinners, men, some accept it, some don't. Some can live with it, some like it, some don't. So I guess in your case, Roberta, mm-hmm. I wonder, in a general sense, it's not meant to be specific, but in general, do you find the men that are in your circle of friends and the women that are in your circle of friends embrace this ideology? There's a certain assumption that goes with it. And I think the assumption is that, or the expectation is that people kind of get it and are going along with it because that's a sign of the times.
Well, you know, I live in New York, and the circles I move in tend to be people in business who are very successful. So I have to say, we see each other pretty much as equals. I mean, I know a lot of my women friends, their salaries are just as good or even better than some of the men. But, you know, this is New York City, so it might be a bit of an anomaly.
How would that have worked with your mother
compared,
and father?
You know.
If your mother had made more money than your father, given the circumstance and where they all came from, how would that have worked?
You know what? I don't think it would have made much of a difference. My father was a very unusual man. Yes. Yeah. You know, I was the only child, and I was a girl, and I was never told.
You were a girl when you were a child?
Yeah. Yeah. I was never told that I had to do this or I had to do that. My father saying to me, he says, I don't care what you do. If you want to be a garbage picker upper, you can be a garbage picker upper. But
she is.
Best garbage. Be the best garbage picker upper of anybody. And yes, I am. I'm the queen of cheap, and I pick up garbage.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your
exactly
father
where that story was
got it.
To, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it. He never.
And you have two daughters.
And I have two daughters, yes.
So they would, I'm guessing, given what I know about you, that they'd sort of embrace this so they'd get it.
Oh, absolutely. I also have told them, do not get married unless you plan to have children.
It's
the only reason why you should get married.
Unlike me. I told that to the kids. Well, I didn't. I said, don't get married unless you absolutely positively can't live without this person. Fortunately, Megan and Matthew are great together, so it's neat to see that. And you never want to know. I mean, do they ever have any arguments? Honestly, I can't imagine that they would have a serious argument because Megan would melt and she'd call me and say,
"Really?
It wouldn't work if they had arguments." And I can see that, and she wouldn't give in. It's not that kind of thing. Just give in, get over. It's just the two of them are well suited for each other. And that's a cool thing. And Megan and he are both in parity as far as what they make. So that's okay. And maybe that's easier. I don't know. I don't know that there's a circumstance. You know, we all put ourselves into the what if department. What if? And that becomes meaningless because you don't know unless you're really there.
Well, you know, happens. There's a couple I'm friends with, and the man was laid off. And he ended up staying home with the kids. He ended up being out of work, actually, for about 18 months. And it was a huge strain. It became a huge strain on their marriage, just on their relationship in general. It was a very humbling experience for him.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden being the one who's focusing on the housework and the laundry and running around with the kids and whatever. And they got through it. They worked through it. But it was a really big strain on their relationship.
Yeah,
don't you think it's because men tend to identify themselves with their work
with what
more
they do.
Than women?
Yes,
because,
with what they do.
Because when you're a woman, you've got all these other things that you have to identify yourself with. I mean, once you have children, you know, that's your primary responsibility no matter what your work is. Your first thing is your children.
Men identify with what they do. Women identify with who they love, how they love.
Exactly.
Men are from Mars.
Very well put.
And women are from Venus.
Well,
so they, actually, you know, that's why we've gone to Mars with that robot, because we want to find out the origins of mankind. Emphasis on man.
It's just men trying to figure out how women tick. That's all it is.
Right. It is. And then, by the way, the other way around. Women don't
have. And if
have
we have to spend $1 billion in 5 years to send a robot to Mars,
absolutely.
I'm in with it. Go.
Make sure.
I think we're better at figuring you guys out, though.
How's
I
goes?
Think
no
men.
Doubt.
I think men. Women can figure out.
We're easy.
How men? You are pretty.
We're
simplistic.
Stupid. We're easy. You watch us. We go.
See, I don't think I'm stupid. I don't think I'm easy at all.
You are.
No,
you're just
I
a dumb
I do
guy,
dumb
just
things.
Like the rest of us.
I do dumb things. That doesn't mean I'm
can
stupid.
Can I say? Last night, I am outside at the farm, and here Dudley comes on the tractor, and then he's on several other ones, moving them around. It's like 9 o'clock, dark out. I would not leave the front of the farm until he was off all the tractors.
I know my way around the yard.
Okay, it's dark.
The light's over by the barn.
It's very nervous.
Don't worry about it.
Very nervous. Speaking of dumb things.
How about, have we found Rita Gigante yet? We'll tell you the story. We don't get somebody in here. It's 20. It is really pretty amazing.
I was just reading it.
Yeah, 20 before the hour. Social media time. What do we get? The Twitter and Facebook accounts and questions. The sleepwalk thing has just been added in because of our video of the day. Which do you do in your sleep? Do you sleepwalk? Do you talk? Do you snore? Do you just sleep?
You have to see our video of the day if you,
yeah, it's very cool.
If you haven't seen this.
Yeah.
It's a mother who didn't believe that she walks in her sleep, so the son videotaped her.
Mm-hmm.
And showed her the video and was taping her while she was watching the video of herself sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And she's in utter shock, and it's hysterical.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Video of the day, the poll, all those good things, check out every day. I was talking to somebody who works in the bank, who every day does the poll, checks out the video. He's all over what's going on there. That's very cool. Thank you.
And while we're on the technical stuff, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
You want a way to totally freak your neighbors out?
Sure.
Name your Wi-Fi. You know, your house and your Wi-Fi. You have to give it a name.
Yeah.
Name it FBI surveillance.
That's very good. I have to remember that. Yeah. FBI surveillance van. See what the cookies
have. No, FBI surveillance van.
Van.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Heather, what are we picking up on here?
Well, as we said, we just posted on to go along with our video of the day. Do you sleepwalk, talk, dance, etc.? Robert Baldus did view the video. He thinks it's extremely funny. And then we also have from posted from this morning, Chicago teachers have gone on strike. What happens to the kids? Should teachers be able to strike?
No.
Well, actually, Chris says yes.
No.
She says, is it wise?
No.
No. John does agree with you. He says
no.
A big, fat no to that.
No.
And then also, we still have a lot of conversation going on about, do you think 9/11 should be a national holiday?
No.
And some of
no.
the people, like Kevin Wilkes, says, yep.
No.
But what do you call it? Gina
no.
says, yes,
no.
absolutely. It's a day we should never forget and we should honor. And those
I think all those things are right. Except
it should
we
be a remembered
we'd have
day.
A sale on 300
right.
couch sheets
and,
at Macy's. That's
right,
all.
Exactly. And
there are plenty of people in this right. conversation that go imagine, right along with right. you on that one, Doug.
Close your eyes, stare at your television, and imagine this. Go on right now. Get down to Bob's Car Lot.
Yeah.
50% off right now. If you get down to Bob's Car Lot for the 9/11 sale.
And
remember all
the sleep
these
mattress sale.
50% on your car,
September 11th, the mattress sale.
Someday.
All right. So that takes...
That's the big 9/11 sale.
All right. So to identify Rita Gigante now, or shall we... I have two things I want to accomplish before we run out of time here. One of them is the movie that's headed to Broadway, and the other one is the identity of Rita Gigante. So let's...
Well, let's get stuff out of the way and let's tell everybody. This is a classic story. It's funny.
Yes, good story. All right, I have a new product to tell you about. It's called the Phone Fetcher. You're going to love this. You have a problem from time to time, like we all do, at finding your phone. How many times you go home, put the phone down, pick up the phone?
I always
phone,
call my phone.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this Phone Fetcher, Roberta, is a perfect solution for you. Phone Fetcher is a new product that helps you keep track of your cell phone. You clip one end of Phone Fetcher to your handbag, your backpack, your baby bag, your belt loop, whatever. The other end plugs into the earphone jack of your cell phone. Clip and plug. It is that simple to use the Phone Fetcher. No more looking in your bag or looking under the rug or whatever it is for your ringing phone. No more missed calls because you can't find your phone. No more leaving or losing the phone. Having to backtrack and... I mean, how many people have left it someplace they had to drive back 10 miles, whatever? None of that happens when you have the Phone Fetcher. When you disconnect your phone from Phone Fetcher, let it hang outside the bag to remind you that you're leaving without your phone. Save the expense of replacing your phone. The Phone Fetcher costs $9.99. Assures you peace of mind that your phone is safe and with you at all times. The Phone Fetcher, the girls and ladies, excuse me, will like this. 9 different fun colors.
Ooh.
For the Phone Fetcher. Order your Phone Fetcher at phonefetcher.com/good day. 2 D's. phonefetcher.com/good day. $9.99. Very cool. You want to easily find your keys? They've got a product called Keys, Please.
Mm.
And the Phone Fetcher website, which is phonefetcher.com/good day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
It's important what we listen to and what we talk about. If we want to be healthy in our soul and spirit, we should choose to take in words that will build us up and increase our peace and joy. Now, I'm not suggesting that we deny reality, but we can choose what we want to listen to and talk about. If we're not helping ourselves or anyone else by rehearsing all the bad things going on in the world, then why fill our conversation with it? We want to be well informed of what's going on. And there's no wisdom in being ignorant, but to talk about it excessively or with no purpose merely creates a gloomy atmosphere that nobody will enjoy. Once we truly understand this principle and act accordingly, we can change our words and change our life. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Lots of books on the market. It's kind of cool to see more people reading. That's very nice. Our poll on Friday, Roberta, you missed this. We were talking about how fast you've driven. There's a story that DougStephan.com featured a new highway. It's a private toll road in Texas that will allow people to travel at least 85 miles an hour. So what was the fastest you've ever driven? Let's see here. 26% said over 80. 19% of you said over 90. 18% of you said over 100. 16% of you said over 70. 11% said, I never go faster than the speed limit.
Oh, dear.
Boring. 10% said, I don't know. Somebody asked me if I really had driven 145, and the answer is yes. And I've been in a car that was going 185 and didn't like it at all.
You've driven 145, or you rode in a car that was doing 145?
I've driven 145.
And what?
In my the old Saab that I had.
Mm. It went to 145?
And the fenders didn't fly off of it?
That was so amazing. All right. Rita Gigante is the daughter of Vinny the Chin Gigante. Roberta, you know about Vinny the Chin, don't you?
But yeah, I lived next door to him in Corona.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently this is quite a discussion point of the mob. In mob history, this guy fancied himself to be sort of a comedian, if you can imagine it. Yeah, maybe a little. His daughter and he cooked up this sort of cunning way.
Well, she didn't cook it up with him. She just went along with it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He was trying to keep himself out of jail. And so he made her take his arm as he crept along the streets of New York in the West Village. He'd go out in his pajamas, mumbling to himself. He was called the Odd Father because of his actions.
He would be dressed in, like, you know, a suit and everything at home.
Yeah.
Go out and put these pajamas on and tell her, let's go for a walk, because he'd have to go down to the restaurant to do business, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do the business, yeah.
And he would get the pajamas on and then walk out and basically mumble and drool to himself as he was walking.
Right.
So people would think
he was
nuts.
And the FBI's watching him all the time.
Right,
apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they left him alone, apparently. She's written a book that explains her role in this game. I love the names these guys give to each other. Vinny the Chin.
Vinny the Chin.
The Odd Father. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, so she said she became, she was quite wrapped up in his drama. He was a great actor, apparently. And so he got away with all of his, you know, whatever his crimes were. I don't know what his status is now. I'm thinking he's probably dead.
Crazy like a fox.
Yeah, exactly. 51 after on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jovi from the movie Young Guns 2. Did we just have something from, was it the other Young Guns? What am I?
Yeah, thinking? I think it was the other Young Guns.
Yeah. Why are we paying so much attention? I guess because this song was number
Young Guns 2.
Yeah, movie was number one as well during this week in 1990.
Right.
Blaze of Glory. What do you remember about Young Guns 2 from Young Guns 1, Chuck?
The only thing I remember is I liked it better than the first one.
Right, it's very violent.
And I actually thought Emilio Estevez was an interesting talent. You don't see him very much anymore.
No.
He's directed a couple films, but in terms of being in front of the camera, he's basically disappeared.
I just wanted to say I
hosted a revival last night of the 1962 film The Kill a Mockingbird with Gregory Peck, and we got a good crowd, about 80 people as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I brought my 6-year-old daughter with me, and she kept tapping me on the shoulder throughout the movie, saying, "Daddy, when's the birds coming?"
And
I told her it'll come in the end credits.
All right, yeah, you believe that. We have some shoes for sale that came from Trucker's Closet. 800-510-8255 is the number for you to keep in mind as we present today's contest. This was the number one movie during this week in 1970. And it brings back some interesting memories, interesting character actors, et cetera, the voices you'll recognize. So let's get started, Richie, with the first clip.
Keep on telling me about The Good Life, Elton, because it makes me cute.
No clue.
All right. Yeah, this is a movie that's been around for a while. We have the opportunity for you to listen. When you know the movie, you'll call us at 800-510-8255. If you haven't won before our movie moments, you can walk away with a swell prize. Here's the second clip.
I move around a lot, not because I'm looking for anything, really, but because I'm getting away from things that get bad if I stay.
This may have been his first defining role. You think so, Chuck? Mm.
I think I know what it is. Yeah, I believe you're correct.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. You got to have been around. Or the kind of movies out and popular on DVD, that sort of thing. All right, last audio clue.
Now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
Hold the chicken, hold the lettuce.
And where should I hold it?
Right. 800.
I remember that line.
Wrong, but I keep. I want to say it's an old Jack Nicholson film, but I'm wrong, right?
Duh. No, you're not.
No, you're not wrong.
Okay.
800-510-8255. Thanks for the help, Richie.
No problem.
All right, so Chuck has got box office totals from the weekend now.
Yeah, Doug. Very weak week at the box office. The Possession was number one, the horror film, for the second straight week. $9.5 million in business, $33 million in 2 weeks' release. Not bad considering its budget was just $14 million. Hmm. The movie Lawless with Shia LaBeouf and Tom Hardy placed second, $6 million, $23 million in 2 weeks' release. The Word, a new movie with Bradley Cooper, did just $5 million in business in weekend number one.
That's awesome.
If you take out the Hangover films, Bradley Cooper is not much of a box office draw. Number four, The Expendables 2, $4.7, $75 million in 4 weeks release. Not done as well as its the original Expendables. And number five, The Bourne Legacy, $4 million, $103.7 in 5 weeks. In 2 weeks, Trouble with the Curve with Clint Eastwood will open. I'm curious, Doug, you think it'll be a big hit or it'll play to many empty seats?
No, I think it'll be the same. Very clever, Tucker. I think it'll be the same as the Gran Torino movie. Frankly, just did
very
well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. All right, let's see if we can find an answer to what this movie is and give somebody a swell prize. George, up in Alaska, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine, on my way to work.
All right, sir, what do you think the name of that movie is?
It'd be Five Easy Pieces.
Five Easy Pieces.
Yep.
When's the last time you saw it, George? Listen to Roberta.
Wow. It's been a couple days.
Couple of days. Well, good for you. You have a great memory, and that's a good thing. You can join Roberta cheering herself on here. All right, so George gets a swell prize. Chucker, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Movie Moments, check out Chucker's blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, at DougStefan.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.